Some days I'm finding it difficult to remember what day of the week it is, but today I know because I've been looking forward to Holy Week. There is more music written for Holy Week than almost any other in the Christian calendar. So good morning, and I wish you a very blessed Palm Sunday. It feels strange to be sheltering in safety on the one day of the liturgical year featuring excited crowds and processions, even if this year proves to be the first in which almost nobody physically goes to church on Palm Sunday. I hope the story will still be remembered. That story takes place during Passover. This year, Passover begins Wednesday evening with a big Seder, that wonderful feast featuring stories, multiple courses, sweet and bitter herbs, and best of all for the guys, 4 full glasses of wine to be raised in commemoration of the various acts of God during the Exodus. So in our story, the Palestinian pilgrims were converging, climbing up the hill to Jerusalem, spirits were high. This was a major holiday, a high religious holiday to be sure, but most of all, a holiday, a trip to Jerusalem, a chance to actually see the magnificent temple, to sacrifice there, and then have a real feast. Fortunately, someone had already reserved a special upper room for Jesus and his friends for this feast. When Jesus and friends approached the end of their pilgrimage and finally saw Jerusalem, Jesus put his plan into action. It was showtime, complete with donkey. When the high-spirited pilgrims saw how Jesus was staging this symbolic entry into the nation's capital, they went wild, and someone even started yelling, "Hosanna, save us," which was also a word of praise in anticipation of being saved, possibly even from those Romans. So today, Palm Sunday, celebrates the high point of Jesus' popularity. It does not get any better than this. But by Friday, the crowds will be elsewhere, and the King of the Jews will not be looking very kingly. Palm Sunday is filled with irony, as is life itself. Palm Sunday reminds me that sometimes we have to look past our temporary successes. Since today is such an important church day, I'm going to play 1 full hymn and then 2 additional excerpts, giving you lots of time to catch up on Facebook. First, I have selected a time-honored hymn, "Ride On, Ride On in Majesty." I think that Palm Sunday is the only time in the Gospels that Jesus is reported riding rather than walking. Apparently, those guys walked endless miles, crisscrossing Palestine, Samaria, and beyond. They must have been in terrific shape. The poetry for this first riding song was penned by Henry Hart Milman in 1821, the year in which he became Oxford University's professor of poetry. Notice all the contrasts, the dramatic ironies that Milman manages to insert while using very few words. I'll read just 2 of the verses. "Ride on, ride on in majesty. Hark, all the tribes, Hosanna, cry. Thy humble beast pursues his road with palms and scattered garments strode. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. O Christ, thy triumphs now begin o'er captive death and conquered sin. We hear this performance I captured from YouTube. It comes from England, but sadly, I cannot identify the cathedral by its inner architecture, and we're not told. This has all the markings of an older BBC weekly program our family used to watch in London. That performance bespeaks confidence, high ritual, and to my ears, even echoes of British Empire and state church. Ironically, the combination of church and state was something Jesus strongly opposed. Later this week, he will be telling Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Our second Palm Sunday writing song is an American spiritual, having rather more of the type of energy Palm Sunday surely deserves. I enjoy these words. Ride on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. As with most spirituals, variations abound. So I'll back up a bit and start with an earlier version. No man can hinder him. There are interesting ways to interpret these words. Maybe we are cheering Jesus on, saying that no man, not even Pilate or Caiaphas, can stop you, Jesus. But in the American spiritual tradition, man can of course mean different things. Sometimes man means your slave owner or your boss. But one spiritual gives another hint. You might even have heard the song, "There's a man going round taking names. There's a man going around taking names. He took my father's name, and he left my heart in vain. There's a man going around taking names." And that man is obviously death. Now, let's review the lyrics. Ride on, King Jesus, no man gonna hinder him, not even death. But our text for this second song was transformed yet again, so that it is about both Jesus on Palm Sunday and about me. Listen. Ride on, King Jesus, No man can hinder me. Now I hear the singers looking up to Jesus as their model. If Jesus did not fear Pilate, Caiaphas, or even death, then I won't either. No man can hinder me. In this song, we identify with Jesus most profoundly on Palm Sunday. Listen to this brief excerpt sung by the Robert Shaw Chorale.
Ride on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. Ride on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. I was not young when I began. No man can hinder me. Now my race is
But the more I think about the triumphal entry of Jesus into the well-guarded capital city, the farther I want to get from singers in Sunday finery, singing in towering cathedrals, or professional singers in tuxedos, standing like so many penguins on risers. No. Come to think of it, I am tired of sheltering in place. I want to go to concerts. I want to watch Arsenal, even if they lose. I want to go with friends to restaurants. I could use a little excitement. Today, of all days, we need a barely manageable crowd. We need children running loose, even a few people shouting out spontaneously. I imagine Palm Sunday crowds being more like thousands of rowdy English football fans heading to the stadium for a big match with their much despised rivals. Will this be the showdown between Jesus and Pilate? Well, I may never live this down, but I have one more excerpt. This one, sung by the Apostolic Tabernacle Mass Choir. Now there's a name that has a proper ring of Palm Sunday to it. This group will not be confused with anything remotely Menno. Ride on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. And the next verse, in that great getting up morning, which is Easter, fare thee well, in that great getting up morning, fare thee well. When I get to heaven, gonna wear a robe, no man can hinder me. Gonna see King Jesus sitting on the throne, no man can hinder me. Gonna walk all over those streets of gold, no man can hinder me. We're a-going to a heaven where we'll never grow old, no man can hinder me. So I'll leave you with a bit of this crowd music, with this music that honors Palm Sunday, but also looks way beyond it. I wish you a blessed Palm Sunday, even if your crowd has only one, two, or three people, or is simply a screen filled with tiny little people. May all of God's children be blessed on this holy feast day as they praise their King Jesus as he rides on, because he taught us that no man can hinder me.